which is dangerous for an individual to do. And he gives examples that we only fast one day a year, and we have to eat Erev Yom Kippur. We are opposed to celibacy, except for Moshe Rabbeinu, and he's even the concept of Yefes Toar, and a certain strong Yetzirah, etc. This is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the world to exist in He quotes then a Gemara in Masechta Ksubis, Daf Pei Gimel Amud Beis. Misa Shchicha. When it comes to a wife, Misa Shchicha, and as opposed to Mechira, that the selling of certain real estate is not Shchicha. So therefore, the man is not Mevater on Yerusha because it's Shchicha. Says Tosfos, why is it Shchicha? We know women live longer than men now, right? Everyone knows that? And they ask at actuarial tables, women live longer than men. So it says Tosfos, Shema Mishum Dero Pama Mistakenes Beleda. In ancient days, the maternal fatality rate was very, very high. Today, it's a few per 100,000. It's a relatively small amount. Things have changed. But in those days, it was dangerous. The Torah is not going to command something which is dangerous for a woman to do. So then there'll be no children. You know, a wag once said, if men had to bear children, there'd be no human race. Right? So if the woman's putter, so he explains, L'kiyum ha-min osa b'tivo shef shukosa l'holid b'azla mishalish. It's true to this day, despite the egalitarians. The woman's desire to have children is even stronger than that of a man. It's true adayom hazeh. As Rachel said, and I mentioned on Thursday, Mayan Mesa Anochi, and ironically she passed away in childbirth. Oh, now we understand, Hashem says, Ani kel shakai prey revei. Hashem says to Yaakov Avinu, doesn't say Pururu. The Gemara says, it's prayer of faith, Lashon Zohar. The problem, of course, becomes, it says in Parashas Bereishis, Pururu, Adam and Chava. This is a brilliant answer. Gemara says in Sanhedrin that everything happened the first day. All the things that are described in the Parashas Bereishis. The Gemara says, Olu lemita shtayim v'yordu arba. That they procreated instantly. That means there was no danger, there was no tsar, there was no sakon, or nothing. So at that point in time, in the idyllic state of Gan Eden, women were obligated in Pururu, because it wasn't dangerous. Do you believe that? Pururu? I says in last week's parasha, yesterday's parasha, says again Pururu. Yeah, but who's Hashem speaking to? Noah and his three sons. Male, all male audience. Again Pururu. So he's to Adam and Chava, there was no danger. Noah and his three sons, not the wife and daughters-in-law. Attack when it comes to Yaakov Avinu, says prayer revei. Very ridiculous. These nuances, indeed, I couldn't tell you last time. I didn't have the Meshech Chochma in front of me. I wanted to explain to you some of these textual nuances which a man Simcha brings to bear. Number two, the second beautiful answer. So somebody asked me, that's the case nowadays, maybe women should be chayv by the spirit of the law, not so dangerous. Said, you're right, there's still some danger, but it's dangerous. I'm not sure if it's any more dangerous than other things that we do routinely, you know, X per 100,000. We don't want to say what's that dangerous in the world that people are all doing. So maybe there'll be a greater, again, we're not changing the halacha, but in the spirit of the law, the woman has a greater chiyuv there than she had then, because nowadays, the danger is much less. According to Teretz number one. Teretz number two is going to be an interesting flip. Teretz number two, I mentioned to you then again on Thursday, that Hashem does not ask people to do something which is against their most basic understanding and feeling. Can't expect someone who loves a spouse to divorce that spouse and marry a different spouse. That's too much to expect of a good Jew. So therefore, it says in the Mishnah, Masechta Yevamos, that a man who's married for 10 years and no children, he has to do something. He can't just be mevatel from Pururu. What option does he have? By Torah law?
Take a second wife?
Okay. Second wife. A woman doesn't have that option. Why not? Footnote refers to what he says in Perek Gimel Pasuk Tezayin, why she can't have two husbands? Because he never knows who the father's going to be. Then the whole society's going to collapse. Why should a person take care of someone who doesn't mean it's not really his son? In certain parts of the world, this is a common thing. When they do DNA testing, they find out that, you know, it's like with Rashi's and Pasha's bow, Bach's Bechorus, so many more Bechorus, and yeah, I'm going into the details of the level of immorality in the outside world. Yeah, but in our world, let's assume, and we hope in every normal society, we hope that there is loyalty. So you know who the father, you know who the mother is. But if a woman's going to marry two husbands, you're not going to know. Now they have DNA, it's not always determined, whatever. You're not going to know. That's why. And that's why in the big Kodesh Baruch Hu's master plan. Oh. The Mela, if your woman's going to be obligated in Pru Revu, then we're going to have to tell her after 10 years, you have to get divorced and marry somebody else. The Lashon of Rabbi Simcha is beautiful. It says, Teitze me'ahuv nafsha v'tikach ish acher. Ze negad ha-teva. Le'ehov ha-sanu v'lisno ha-ov. You can't tell someone who to marry. She's happily married to Reuven. No, divorce Reuven, they'll marry Shem. I don't like Shem. Well, divorce Shem, marry Shem because you can have a kid with him. No. That's not fair to tell a woman that. Therefore, the woman's not chayav in Peru. Sure, she wants very much to have a child. And she may ask Reuven to divorce her, even though she loves him, because she just wants to have a child. That's her prerogative. But to make an incumbent, a mandatory, this the Torah wouldn't want. That's his suggestion. That explains, I'll ask you the audience. It says in the Mishnah that a man is married 10 years, has no children, is required to get divorced. If his man is there and marry a second wife. Do you know anybody who did that? Anybody? Do you know anybody in the world? Huh?
Avram
Avinu, this week's Parsha, it says that, this week's Parsha, it says after 10 years, he took Hagar, but didn't get divorced. So his man is there, Ben Gersh, Ben Cheren, so she got divorced. So the truth is, there are two reasons given in the Rishonim why people don't do it nowadays. One is, the Rush quotes Yevamos, only in Eretz Yisrael. Because Hashem told Avraham Avinu, this expression, go to Eretz Yisrael, right? Lech Lecha, we read it already yesterday, right? I'll make you a Lech Lecha, I'll gather Shemel, you'll have children. Now the Chutz starts, the clock starts. So the Rush writes, we're living in the Chutz starts, so that doesn't apply to us. Shveret Eretz, because there Hashem told him the clock's going to start when you move to Eretz Yisrael. But for us, we're living in Chutz Saratz. Then there's a Mordechai, quoting Mabba Bastard, end of the third parak. The Mordechai says that, you know, really we shouldn't have children at all, because the world that we live in is so filled with anti-Semitism and Xeris, we should really just become extinct. Not to bring children into the world, we're going to suffer so much. Except people are not going to be to listen to me, to not to get married. So therefore, they allow us to get married and have children. So the Mordechai says, all right, if there are no children, no, that's it's better that way. The potential tomorrow in Baba Basra. Very schwer on a number of grounds. Number one, Tosfos says that it's only after a boy and a girl. You can't just say you can't get married. That's not even going to happen here. And number two, well, today the world's not so bad. Maybe in the time of the Gemara was bad. The Roman Xerxes were killing Jews left and right. Today, with all the problems that we have in this world, that Sfar wouldn't apply. So it should come out, Rabbi Osai, that you have to follow the din of the Mishnah. So my chiddush is, according to Amei Simcha, no. All you have to do is take a second wife. But if you can't take a second wife, you'll be forced to divorce your wife to marry someone else to have children. So, ironically, according to the first shot, we said maybe today a woman should be like a man because there's no danger. According to what we're saying now, the second shot, a man is like a woman. But after 10 years, you can't force him to divorce his wife, and you can't take a second wife or Ben Gershom disallowed it. That's why no one gets divorced anymore after 10 years. And the last thing I want to mention for you is from the Meshech Chochma, as he says at the end, amazing. If the Hemshech HaMamorim Shomer Rabbi Elezer Rab Shimon in Masechta Yevamos. There are three memories in a row from the same person. So usually we assume this is a Masechta Yevamos daf Samechei Amud Beis. The first memory is famously, we mentioned it before. What does he say? says Kivshua Ishtak Olichbosh and Ishtak Olichbosh. Okay, that's exactly what it says in the Gemara name of Rabbi Loi, Rishon Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon. Then two more memories in a row. So the simple pshat is because it's the same on the Yoma. No connection internally. What next? What does the next thing say? The next thing says in the same is the name of the same series of Amoroyim. Kishem Shemitzvah al Adam Loma Dava Hanishma Kach Mitzvah al Adam Loma Shalom Dava Shenanishma. He's not going to hear you. Don't give the musaf. They're not going to hear. It's going to be counterproductive. The next one says same series. Mutal al Adam Lishanas Bedvar Shalom. You allowed a lie to make shalom. Could be even a mitzvah. It's called the one gives to lie to make shalom, as we read next week's parasha. Vadoni Zokin instead of Anizakanti. And Parshas Vayechi again, the same thing. So we assume, as the footnote points out, the three unrelated things, just the same person said it. So Mesa says no. It's all based on Drocher Darche Noah. For that reason, the woman's Achayim and Puravu, which is going to force her to divorce against her desire. For that same reason, you shouldn't give a guy Musa, he's not going to listen to you. And the same reason, you should have a life for Shalom. So it's all connected. Now, I mentioned to you on Thursday that any distinction that you give me between men and women, I'm going to try to attribute to this single fact, which is unalterable even in today's world of modern medicine, that only a woman can bear children, not a man. So you'll say, how can that be? How can everything in the world, so many differences, how can it all go down to that? So I'm asking you, you have to try to compile a list for since Thursday, now it's already Sunday. And almost 3 days to compile a list. Anyone compile a list? You all believe me. Okay, you believe me. Okay. Yeah.
Physically, women tend to be weaker than men on average.
Physically?
Yeah.
So that's true.
Why? Like, how does that explain?
Well, we can understand on the ground that the woman is the one whose primary role is to have children, that she's supposed to do, as you said before, and therefore she's supposed to raise the children, and therefore she's supposed to be at home, right, to raise the children. To be at home, you don't have to be so strong. The man has to go out into make a living. In the old days, you had to either hunt, or you had to chop wood, or you had to raise, cattle, you had to plant, and do all those physical labors in the field. So Hashem had to make him strong. Yeah?
Women are generally more, wishy-washy in their, I've heard every single theorist that women are connected to the moon, and they wax and they wane, and men are connected to the sun.
Correct.
So how is that?
Again, there are those who claim that the reason that women are like the moon is Milushan, moon is a Lushan menstrual. That there's a monthly cycle, there are different hormones. Now why are those hormones necessary? I don't have these hormones. I don't change every month. The answer is it's part of the birthing process. That's all part of the Hashem's biology of women giving birth. If a man would give birth, he'd have the same waxes and wanes.
Why does it have to be?
Kadosh Baruch Hu decided. The Chachmas of Al Yona built the Muvenes Lodom, that only half the people in the world are going to give birth to children. You want the Kasha? Why would it be that way? That Kasha is obviously unanswered to any human being. Hashem is smarter than all the human beings combined. That was good. Kach goes over itself. What else?
And then, second, why is it that that women feel the connection to the home as in one that they take overwhelming pride in?
I asked that already. The woman is because she's the one who has the children, is one better equipped to raise the children, and you raise the children in the home. And the man is out of the home. It's a push. If you're not asking me all the basic questions, I thought you were going to be flooded with all these basic questions. It's Van Grom. I was waiting for that. Okay. So I was waiting, expected to answer these questions. So there are really four categories of distinction between men and women. The first is biological. Different organs, different that's obviously related to childbirth. The second, we spoke about a little bit on Thursday, is marriage laws, right? The woman can't have two husbands, the man can have two wives. That's why we said that a man marries ki yikach ishisha, takes the woman into his home of Khalil the divorce for Shilcham Yibeso to send him out of the home because she goes into his home because he can have two wives in two different parts of the house. He can't be in two, he can't be a schizo, two different places. And the Khuli. Those are the two easy ones. But there are two more categories. One of them You said said now is Mrs. Hasei she's Vangarama, women are potter, and Talmud Torah. Now, not that women are potter totally from Talmud Torah. They have some obligations they do have, but they are not obligated in the same as men are supposed to learn all the time. Women have an obligation to learn the halachas that are pertinent to them. They're supposed to know the basics of emunah. Obviously, they have certain obligations, but the obligations are not at all the same as men as far as Talmud Torah is concerned. Of course, the question is, why not? Why not? What's that have to do with anything? Let's take a look. Shuas Igros Moshe, that is written in Elul of Tav Shel Lamed Vav, 1976, a couple of years ago, huh? All right. To who? Rabbi Gaon Marie Kellermer Shlita. Anyone know Rabbi Kellermer? For West Ham. Said it was then a rabbi of Boston, Bekila Chashuva, Young Israel of Brookline. It was a rabbi of that shul in 1976. And the women, what they call, it was called then Women's Liberation, if you look at Rabbi Moshe's title. Now it's called feminism, whatever you want to call it. So he has a whole discussion. So he says like this, we have to believe there are reasons for Hashem to pat the women from something, right? And he says over here, the time of Gluyim Lakol, right? There are people that, yeah, we have to understand that there are some obvious reasons. What's that? Kistam noshim ba'olam enam ashirus v'aleim mutl gidul hayolodim v'ayolodos. Here's a key phrase. Yimulocha hayosech hashuva l'Hashem esborach v'latorah. Most important thing, right, to raise the children. And Hashem created in every species, even Balei Chaim, Shenekevos Yigadlu as Havlodos, and so Min Adam is not an exception. Teva Anoshim Vesugol Yosel Gidlo Yelodim, Shemitzad Ze Hekel Aleihem Shlo Chayim Belim at Torah means full time. Uzman Gerama, period. That's all. That's nothing going to change. Even today, the rich, the rooms are rich. Lo tol shum milchama, ein shum koach l'shanos afila besen kol olam kulo shum davar. And the noshim were actions, they're stubborn. The rotos lilcham l'shanos, Ramashu zavar. The chashivas kofros batayra. Yeah, they deny the immutability of the Torah. So we know things are changing. Obviously, you have to know some things do change, some things don't change. That's what you need gedolei Torah to tell us. But this. They want to. We want to be chayav in tzitzis. We want to be chayav in tefillin. We want to be chayav in talmud Torah. Same thing. We should have no distinction between men and women. Rabbi Moshe has a word for them, which I'm not going to go repeat now. And that's the hardest category. Is what people didn't ask me from, but I'll tell it to you right now. I'll give four examples of things which seem to be disjointed, but you'll see that it fits into a pattern. Women cannot occupy positions of sroror, as the Rambam, of authority. Chazal dash and soul to still below melech, below malka. Right? One. Two, women don't count for a minion. One knows that. Three, women are posoliadis. Posoliadis. Four, women don't get Yerusha. Everyone knows. If there's one son, all the five daughters get nothing. But no stalker, there were no sons. What's going on? It's discriminatory. So the answer is the same answer to all four. Because, as you saw, Rav Moshe wrote so beautifully that the part of him is Magroma because it's their most important responsibility to raise their children. And of course, it's connected to the fact that they're the ones who bear the children. That's obviously it's a connection one and the other. It applies even to what he calls the animal kingdom. You know, in the animal kingdom, they're mating in the forest. And then there is no man. The female raises the young until they're old enough to be on their own. Kayadua. Oh. But for that reason, a woman is assigned lechatchila, a more private role. This doesn't mean that a woman cannot take any public role on. Doesn't mean that. There's certain limitations. But ideally, that's the way it's supposed to be. And this explains everything. Minyan is not by definition something which is public. You need 10 men, you have 10 people. You can't have a minyan in private by definition. So she's potter from minyan, she doesn't count to a minyan. Eidus, we're not discussing credibility. Eidecha nem bisur is derived from neither. The woman is credible. is referring to its formal testimony in Beis Din. Formal testimony in Beis Din can never be voluntary. It says in the Pesukim and Parshas Vayikra, if a person can't testify, you're forced to testify. It's not right to drag a woman into a secular court, into a Jewish court, into any court, because a court is a public spectacle. For the same reason, gentlemen, a king is posoliatus. It's not right to drag a king into a Beis Din. So women are like kings, you know. Oh, you're being paternalistic, you're being condescending. I've heard these things so many times. This is what the Torah says, that a woman is posoliatus as is a king, and because we don't want to have to force them to come and take a public role. Okay? So we have three out of the four. What about the fourth one? About the Yerusha? We explain the king, we explain the Aedus, we explain the minion. What about Yerusha? Well, that's not fair, is it? Well, the Gemara says in Masechta Baba Kama, Daf Tesvav, that a woman, at least in the olden days, was not darka, was not her normal way to be involved in Mekach u'Memkar, to be involved in the marketplace. Look at Baba Kama Tesvav. So, what do you need money for? I mean, a little money to get by, everyone needs, but do I need a big money from Yerusha? You know why you need money? To make money. The first million is the hardest. Right? So you need money to be able to go out into the market and make more money. So the Rotten Torah Seinu HaKadosh is the men should do that, get the Yerusha from their parents and work in the marketplace and make money and capital, blah, 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 blah. And the woman should be ideally should be at home raising her children, and therefore she's not going to get the Yerusha from her father, as long as her husband will get the Yerusha from his father and he has an obligation to her and to the children. So she'll be taken care of. Obviously, it's an incentive to marry also. Why is there such big singles communities nowadays? Everyone's yelling singles, terrorist tragedy, because women have more money. Why should they get married? I have more money. And we're not discussing the underside of that discussion, that people are not conducting themselves halachically. That's unfortunately another phenomenon of the modern world, the last 50-something years with various medical things which cause people to sin, but that's not for them. But in any event, the world is supposed to be conducted in that fashion. This doesn't mean that we're going to prohibit a woman from being a businesswoman. Chas v'shalom, no prohibition. But it's how should I say it? It's incentives and disincentives. You know, in China until recently, you couldn't have more than one child. Now they're up to two. In Eretz Yisrael, I think it's still true. A Jewish child is born, they come with a check. What's with the Israeli government and the Chinese government? Very simple. Chinese were overpopulated. They wanted to cut down. And in Israel, we were desperate to have more Jewish children born. We have a demographic race with others. Right, so we're reading about this week's parsha. Para-Oda. So therefore, governments create incentives and disincentives. So Kodesh Baruch Hu is what I call divine sociology. It's a contradiction in terms. Kodesh Baruch Hu is creating a society with his halachas, which will lead to incentives and disincentives. This is my view, and I think everything you'll throw at me, it all goes back to the idea of the woman giving birth to children, therefore raising children. Lania's idea, it all goes back to that. Oh, and then, just to give the punchline, there were those who say, but that's still not fair. Women are being discriminated against. But all this, still not fair. But I think the answer is no. My Rebbe said so many times, Rav Soloveitchik, that women and men are identical from the perspective of Kedushas Yisrael. Rav Moshe says the same thing in that same tshuva. Except that men have more mitzvahs, and women are relieved from these mitzvahs in Talmud Torah because of their primary responsibility, Lashem v'l'tarasa, as we saw, to raise the children. So therefore, there are those who complain that Shaloh Asani Isha is a put down on women. Well, put down. My view is no. No. If you look on the source, the Tosefta and Brachas, Moshe Shalom Asani Goish, Shalom Asani Eber, Shalom Asani Isha, it's all based on the same thing, more mitzvahs. There's more mitzvahs. Three levels, each one is higher. Woman has more than an Eber, woman Eber has more than a Goy, and the Yisrael has more than all of them. It's all based on that, nothing else. Whoever says differently is just not willing to be honest enough to look at the sources. Ah, Shasani Kirtzono, what's that? So I'll give you my pshat. Can you imagine a man says to the woman, Shalom asanisha. So he says to her, she says to him, Habib, Shasana Kirzona. You know why you are saying Shalom asanisha? Because you have more mitzvahs in Talmud Torah than I have? Well, guess what? I can have children and raise, you can't. So there. So Shasana Kirzona, as we saw in Rashi Lisk's Parsha, Hashem made a woman with a certain kind of anatomy. She's able to have children, which men obviously can't. And that's exactly why that's her parallel bracha. You are thanking God for your role, you have more mitzvahs than I do. I thank God for my role that I can bear children and raise them, which you can't do. That's my pshat. Yes.
Well, by saying Shalosh Anakisha, is that we're sort of indicating that we prefer to have mitzvahs over responsibility of raising children?
All we're saying is we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us extra mitzvahs. Now, whether a man wants to be a woman, unfortunately in today's world, there are men who want to become women, women who want to become men. They can't do it, but they want to do it. Obviously, it's halachically prohibited and meaningless. But unfortunately, there's a female trapped in a male body. It's all this modern stuff, which we, of course, do not recognize whatsoever. Kadosh Baruch Hu created us the way He created us. So we thank Hashem for giving us more mitzvahs. And she thanks Hashem for giving her the opportunity to have children, for which reason she's part of those mitzvahs. That's all it is. Sure. Anyway, that's my thesis, which is I wanted to share with you since we're discussing this. Meshachach. Yeah.
Obviously, this isn't the case, but shouldn't the logic dictate that if a woman, after 10 years, doesn't have children, her husband doesn't want to divorce her, that she should become chayiv and mitzvah she's my grandma?
Yeah, Rabbi says the same thing. Well, she's single. She's not married at all. Well, she's married. Children already grown. The answer is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was focused on the most significant role of the woman, even though she never had a husband, never had children, she's already post-children. Low plug, as we call it. That's kakosh. Your question is an excellent question. Yes?
So shouldn't you just say, a woman, according to the second day
of
the Torah wouldn't force a person to do something that's like totally against them. Like, the Torah wouldn't force a woman to divorce her husband if they don't have children. So why didn't you say women are chayiv for ravu, with the exception that they don't have to get divorced, which is what we say nowadays for men, about the 10 years thing.
Right.
Because we apply the same logic, so we should say
Again, all these questions are good, but the Kodesh Baruch Hu had a different and a better way to do it. But passing on completely. That's all. Okay, Rabbi Osai, I think we completed this part of the Chazara with a little bit of Safa. Good. Now I have the Rishimus, but I was asked to do a little Chazara. So before we get to the Rishimus, which is a beautiful Shtikl Torah from the Rav on Daf Dalet, let's go back to Daf Gimel, do a little Chazara. Daf Gimel. These are things which we've touched upon, but we never really fully fleshed out, and I'm apparently going a little too fast, so we'll have to slow down and put on the brakes and do a little chazar. On Av Gimel Amanav, the famous Gemara which we spoke about, because we learned it in the second parak, we learned before Yontif. If you recall, right halfway down, we saw Mishnah Chavches, Mishnah Rosh of Ruba Besukah Mishulchanu B'Toch Abayis, Peshame Posen Beisil Machshirin. Okay. That's a question of a large sukkah. Here we're talking about a small sukkah. What did Shmuel say? A little 10 lines before. Tzricha she'ate machzekas rosho v'rubo v'shulchano. Now, is there how strongly connected are these two issues over here? The issue of the minimum size of a sukkah and sitting in a humongous sukkah, where your table is outside. So the Gemara says that later on, Misha Rosh of Ruba Besukah Veshulchan Besoch Abayis towards the bottom, Beisham Omer Lo Yotza Beisil Omer Yotza. That's a large sukkah. Misha Ena Machzegas Alakadei Rosh of Ruba Bilvad Beisham Epos the Misilim Achshirim. So it's all in one big brayse according to the Chasurim Extra. It sounds perhaps it's really one big machlokes. Let's first see what the shear is. Take a look in Rashi. Rashi says, here we are on Daf Gimel and Manal. Rashi, towards the end of the Dibur Maschil for Rabbi Yehuda. What does Rashi say? Rashi says as follows. The Shia Rosh of Arubo, and it says there's a little Lamed there, and it's just, what does it say, Lamed? Vishulchano, correct. What's the shear? Amino the Kamon, a little gimel there. What's Gil Kamon? Gimel, Taf Tazayan the base. Ainuel a Zayan Tvachim. Seven. He'll never say in Shas the shear shall Shiva Tvachim. Then the whole Masakla Sukkah, I think all Shas from cover to cover, I do not believe you're going to find Shiva Tvachim there, the shear of Sukkah. So how did Rashi know Shiva Tvachim? Take a look on Taf Tazayan the base. And if the Zayin of Inveiz towards the bottom, the Gemara tells us last four lines: Pas arbo mashu mata besukah mishum dofen. Right? What does that mean? What does that mean? The Gemara says umukim lebeporos mishloshet tvochem samach ledofen. Says Rashi, the last Rashi. Dofen Hasheni b'mitzvah v'chermina l'lovud ika dofen shiva v'zeh meshech sukkah k'tana they roshu v'rubo. Once again, the base says v'shulchano. So never says seven. Just says if you have four and a mashu and three less mashu from the wall, it's good enough. So we know that's exactly seven. This is it. There's no, you won't find anyone in Shas. It's amazing. You would think, oh yeah, we'll get to it soon. Shiva Tvachim. You'll never get to it. You will never get to it. Unless I know you have a different Shas than I have. This is it. Nowhere else is it found. Nowhere else is it found. So take a look over here. Rashi Kibbe Shammai. Te'i Kibbe Silo. Anav Gimel and Alf. Lo Boy Shulchano. Kidal Kamon. Perek Ayoshin. Daf Chav Chesem and Alf. Rabbi Silo says it's okay if the Shulchan is in the house. No problem. So Rabosai, how big is the Sukkah going to be according to the opinion of Beis Hillel? Smaller, right? How much smaller? A tefach smaller. Look at the Rush. That's the Rush. He mentioned briefly a long time ago. The Rush and Simon Aleph, of both sides. Simon Aleph. Perek Aleph, Simon Aleph. What does the Rush say? The Rush says the small dollar is Machzekas Roshu Shulchano V'hainu Zayin Tvachim Al Zayin Tvachim 7x7. It's calling from the Rif. The Rif says this in the second paragraph we saw already a month ago. Why? The Gavra Bi Amsa Yosef V'Shulchano Tefach Kedisa Bi Rishalmi Kama Kedei Shulchan Tefach. Where does it say Gavra Bi Amsa Yosef? Where's that? That's Bavli. That isn't Bavli. Zion and Beis. Take a look at Zion and Beis at the very bottom, next to the last line. Gavra Be'amsa Yosef. A person is an Amma wide. Obviously, this is something which is not precise. I'll give you an assignment if you want for tomorrow Shia. Measure your width. I'm not kidding. Well, then we can do it ourselves. An amma is from your elbow to your end of your finger. Let's do an experiment. We compare the size of our elbow. Yeah, it works, right? My elbow is here, and my finger is here, and it's approximately the width of my waist. Right? Am I correct? Maybe we have to sort of gain weight, lose weight. I don't want to get involved in this kind of stuff, but I mean, I'm not measuring around. That's a little too sensitive. I'm just measuring across, right? A line across. That takes approximately an amma, okay? And the shulchan is a tefach. Wait a minute. Where is the shulchan? Open your Mishnah Berurah, please. Everyone has a Mishnah Berurah today? Tav Reish Lamed Daled. Take a look, please, in the Shaar HaTziyun of Katan Aleph. Tov Reish Lamed Daled, Shaar HaTziyun, Sivkot and Alf, very beginning. Okay, Sivkot and Alf. Okay, the Shulchan Aruch says you need Shiva al Shiva. Mr. Brewer says Shira Machzik Rosh Shubu Shal Adam B'Shulchan Tefach. Says the Shaar HaTziyun Aleph, the Gavra B'Yamsa Yosef. Ulechora says the Shaar HaTziyun, Hare Adam Yoshe B'Shisha Tefachim B'Tefach L'Shulchanu. But I b'shisha al shiva. Whoa, 7x6. What a gevaldik akasha. Why do you need 7 by 7? It should be 7 this way, you know, the way I'm sitting, from my back to my front, right? Because you need me. That's another thing. Am I an ammo this way? Hope not. This is measured this way. Measure from it. My whole hand is sticking out. No? Maybe if you're sitting down. Sitting down, you have to sit this way. I taught them how they measure these things. You're sitting down this way, it's much more than an amma from your back to your knees. It's not exactly clear where the amma comes in this direction. This direction, we just measured it. It works. This direction, it's hard to measure, no? If I'm standing, it's less. If I'm sitting, it's more. So I don't know. It only says Gavra B'Amsa. It never says Gavra B'Amsa Al Amsa Yosef. Never said that. Gavra B'Amsa Yosef. But the fact that the Rishalmi says that it's Shulchano, let's take a look and see. Let's look at the Rishalmi, right? Rabbo says it's always good to look up the sources. Baruch Hashem, we have the sources right in front of us. No reason why we shouldn't look it up. Talmud Yerushalmi. No, it goes in one shot. Aloha Ches. Oop. Okay. Let's take a look. Watch. This is the Mishnah, right? We should sort. If the table's in the house, Beshamay Post, Mesil Makshirin, etc., etc., etc. Lo sof dove shulchano al afil kedei shulchano. Kama shulchano? Tefach! That's the Rishama which the Rush quoted. Very nice. Doesn't say a Gavra B'Amsa Yosef. Doesn't say it. The Rush conflated the Bavli, which is talking about the width of the person, Bipshuto, with the Rishama is talking about the table in front of the person. That's a little bit of a problem. I'm not sure the answer to this question. If you have an answer, let me know. But you hear what I'm saying? And if I want to measure myself, if I'm standing and just measuring from my back to my front, it's much less than an amma. And if I want to sit and measure from my back to my knees, it's much more than an amma. I'm not sure the answer. If you haven't answered this question, I'm asking you to tell me the answer. Yes?
Maybe it's
like
that you could fit the table anywhere in the
sukkah. Very good. That's the Sharatian's question. He said, L'choray Adam, Yoshe, B'shisha, Tvachim, Tev, Shulchanim, Tev, B'shisha, Al Shiva. 6 wide and 7 across. Epsher, the cave of the Bina and Shiva mitzad echad, Tzorech liol Shiva mikol tzad, Deshiyuchal adam leishe b'chol mokum b'mokum. You should be able to sit this way, you should be able to sit that way, any way you want. So I see Shar Hatziyun. Umimogan Avroa Mashma Otam Shem Rashi. Fijer Derech Sudosun Vaseba. The Ein Ochlin Vizukufin Vyoshvin Kamonu. The Vichach Tzorech Shiva Al Shiva Lios Bezer Rosh Al Ruva Shulchanam. He quotes a Rashi. It's pretty much there is no such Rashi. I feel the Dan Shiyoshvin Zukufin. Habisaga b'shisha al shiva, hana ima shulchan. Mikol makom, bin shiva al shiva, the batsim is there, lav diruhi b'chlal, al diru srucha. As Iran says in the second parak, ayin b'bir halacha. What's the bir halacha? Let's read it. Mishnah Berurah b'magan Avram, ima makom echa yesh, no, one. This is a different story. Hold on. This is a different story. So, let's first say a different one. Psula. This is on Amud Beis. There's no such as Psula. Says the Bialacha, I am the Rosh HaTam Yisua, the Lerosh of Arubo, the Shalodim Tzorach Amo, the Gavah of Amsa Yosef, the Shulchan of Amsa Teva, the Kachas of Ritva, the Duas of Machlokos of Rishonim. Let's go slow. Dilah Harif, Sheposak of Beishame Betarti, Shudachat Taimohi, the Tarvayo, this is all one din. Hod asrina mechzek as rosh of ruba v'shulchanim tov habayis who gam kein rak b'shem gzeira shem yimosh rach v'shulchanim kmo shebiyo haran ledvarav ulefize min haTorah dai v'rosh of ruba b'levad shiyavav avav b'dorais v'rabon and tiklu zayin azang as yuchal hamid shulchan b'soch asutka v'le yimosh rach v'achra period. That's according to the Rif who says it's all one uliyeser aposkim including the Rosh. Kol shein do zayin al zayin shiuchal liot shem roshu b'shulchanam ein b'rach shel sukkah min haTorah v'lav diri klal, as Iran said. Yeah, so that's what it says. Uktsas kosher li al diri haprimagodin shekosav the sukkah shein b'zayin al zayin psulim in haTorah. V'roshah v'rubah v'sukkah gedolah v'shulchanah v'tzoch habayis who was the rak mishmuk zeyrah shem yimashach achah shulchanah. He's had arkev atrei rikshi. He's riding on two chariots. The mad is the b'mafzegas rak roshah v'rubah v'psulim in haTorah. Yeah. Less leg zeyrah klal b'yoshi v'sukkah gedolah v'shulchanah v'tzoch habayis k'm v'rubah rayas r'poskim. Uman the Isle Hakzeva, Lididei, Besuka Shemarzekas Rakosh of Rubo, Shom the Rabbis, Psurak with Rabbon, Canal. Wow. 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 That's a Prata, that's a Kasha which he raises. Which he raises. It's a Kasha. It's a Kasha. Take a look at the Ran, Rabosai. See what he's calling. He keeps calling the Ran. It's page Lamed Hey, and our Ran, it's a good Gimel, a Manal from the old ones. Let's see the Ran, then we'll see the Kasha again. Okay, Rabbosai, the Ran is page Lamed Hey. If you have the old Gemara, it's Yud Gimel, Lamed Aleph. Gemara. It's on the old Mamakus, it's from a month ago. Chazara. Halacha tzvicha, shenei mavzegas rosh, shenei rosh ruv shulchan. Pasuk of Alpha Zichah Beishamir Betarvay. V'cholko olav. There are those who disagree with him. Right? The nay the biktana ifska hilach sakhilach sakhilach beshamai on dav gimel mazegas roshu v'shulchano abe masuka gedola mashu the karmel ke beis hilal. Why normally beis shamai makam beis hilal in a mishnah says the Torah Islamic vav that's the mechazal sakhilach beshamai ale b'may the ifska be beheder hilzka v'say that's on dav gimel we saw he passed by suka ktana abe may the little ifsik had you in the klolin like the beis hilal v'yod. The trade time of the pleading in are two different reasons. The Vesukah Gedola, Hoy Sparsh Tame, Be Shame, Be Gemar, Dav Gimel, the Mishamuch, Yamir, Lo Yosef, Shem, Yimash, Rachel, Shulchano, period. Vesukah Ketana, Lame, High Time of Pasli, El Mishav, the Sphere, Dires, Kevabina, Damina, Mr. Perkam, the Leo, Dav Zion, Rabbi, Rabbi Red, Rabbi Joshua, Rabbi Yuda, Rabbi Shame, Kul, Sphere, Dires, Kevabina, at the same level, of course. And the Kamel, Rabbana, the Mesukah, Dires, Roy, Bina, Filachi, Kamel, Behoka, Be Shame, the tzas kviusa beina shetei machzekas rosh of ruva shulchana the low dearest ruchi tavdal hilkach suka gedola ve suka katana trade time in inu afa gav dav suka behilchus ve kabeshame ve suka katana suka gedola advina the klolin naktina gavay silil the machshiri yeah and it goes a little bit further so therefore what's the I'm skipping that middle paragraph just to save some time hilkach. Next paragraph on left card. Came in the Shava Hadadi Besuka Katana Belchud, if Suka Beshama Nakina Kavase, Suka Dola, the Hadjina, the Klolin, Nakina Besila de Machshi, Zektas Mixas Min Hagaonim. Right? It's Gaius, Balamor, Rav Alfasi says, no, these said together, we pass them Beshama in Katana, we pass them Gedola, to the Rambam. Fine. That's the Ram. Everyone saw the Ram, you got it? You assimilated? You understand it? Now we're back to the Rebbe Halacha one more time. What's the Kasha? See the Kasha. Now we saw the Ram, we're a little more intelligent. Right. Rebbe Halacha, Kasha against the Prima Godim. Yeah. He paskin both Chumras. On the one hand, he paskin Zion and Zion of the Raisa. Right. That seems to be the Shitas HaRosh. Then he also paskins Gzer Shem Moshe HaRosh HaShulchan. Shitas HaRif. Akamet HaRichshin. Make up your mind, Rabbi. Rabbi Megodim. Rabbi Prima Godim. You follow the Rosh, you follow the Rif. And you follow both. That's his Kasha. So I saw in the beautiful Sefer, Hilchos Chag B'Chag, he says, what kind of Kasha is that? We're not sure who's right. We're not sure who's right. So we're not sure who's right, so therefore, we have to ask the Gedola, maybe it's a Sefer Gzera, but maybe, right? But maybe, but of course, if it's only Gzera, a katanis posel and bedrabbonon. That's a kula which emerges from that theory. We're afraid to pass it that way. Maybe they're two separate things. And a katanis posel and bedaraisa. So the prima gada passes the chumah on both because he doesn't know. That's his terrors to the kashya of the prima gada. Oh. Speaking of that, take a look, Rabbi Osei, over here. Toast of Gimel and Aleph. Two gear souls. Unbelievable difference. One 180 from the other. It's in the sugi, if you recall, of Hilni Amalka. Lo nitzchiri ela lekitonil shaba. Mashadochak bekuntris. Rav Chanan, Rav Baba, Rav Raya, Rav Yuda, The Dilma Aruka Tuva, Avalohoisa Rechava. What are the two girsas? Either Shiva Tvachim or what else? Ella Shiva Tvachim. What a big difference from one extreme to the other. Rabbi Ki Vega says, Rabbi Ki Vega here? No, don't see one. So the difference is going to be, what is the proper girsa? An afkamina, if it's going to be a very long and narrow sukkah. According to our girsa, it's kosher. Even if it's not seven tefachim. According to the girsa Ella, it's puzzle. The correct girsa, Rabbi Olsai, is Ella. How do I know? Just because it still says on the side, Os Nun, that some of the girsa of Ella. Tells you why. V'chein hi b'tosas harosh, which is untampered with. Rabbi Ki Vega, for some reason we don't have it here. It's Ksav Yad of the Gedolei Shas. B'kitzer, that's the correct Yirsa. And if you look at the Mishnah Berura, see Paskins too. Take a look in Tav Resh, where we just came from. Tav Resh Lamed Dalet Sif Katan Aleph. He says, "Da'achronim b'maskim." Who says? The Bach held that our girsa is right. What did Maskin? The Bain Baorech, Bain Barocha, Vloyaks, and Meshiva Tvachim. So Mitzarech, and Pokas Meshiva Tvachim, and Sacheni, Orech, Rabbi Yosef, Lo Mahani Lizet. It's no good. This is an important Nakuda, which is found over here. Found over here. Fine. Very important. Pascal the Chumra in the show. Good. Rabosai, now we have the half a shiur left. We'll do Chazara. Again, we're not going to go weiter. Chazara on the Sugi at the very beginning of what we call the new Gemara that we started, which is the Gemara of Bittel. Gimel and Beis, going off to the top of Dalam and Alf. Before we even get to Dofanakum, Chazara is important here too. Let's read again. Hoysa gavoa meestrim ame obola mata bekorum uksosus bohame miut. Viafa gav de batlinu lukulu, shun de butla daita with the kolod. Tevenu bitlo have miut. Koshke nofa bitlo. Teven venos lefanoso of elfestam, machogos of yosir abona de tanan. Where's this Mishnah? Where's it coming from? All us. Baisha mil ehu teveno tsroros of bitlo bevutl, bitlo in lo bitlo lo. Tana Rabbi Yossi Omer, Tevim Eros Lefanoso, Reka Ofer Stam, U Batel, Ofer Os Lefanoso, Reka Stam, Tevim, Velo Batel, Ad Kan, Sugis HaGemar. Fine. Rabosai, again, since we always like to go to Iran, let's see another Iran. The Iran is on page Gimel. It's all Chazar, we saw this already, but we're going to take it a step further. It's page Gimel in our Irans. On the Maram Bekarmis. Everyone see? Teven Ubitlo. Everyone see it? If you have page Gimel, if you have the old Gemara, I will Aleph and Beis. Teven Ubitlo, Avimir, the Koshkin of Ubitlo. Ika man the Yamar, the Bitlo the Olam Bina. Udidim is Tabra, the Bitlo the Shiva Sagi. With Armina and Hocha Bekarm Uxosus, Bodo Dito Itzakolodom, Bidam Masnisan the Olus. Chazinon, the Gabe Tuma, to the Kree Shell Tvua, Mahani Bittel, a whole pack of pile of grain. Vi Bittel, the Olam Binon, name of Bottle Dietzlo, the guy's going to throw away a pile of grain just to prevent Tuma. Elevadai Bittel, the Shivasagi, yes, 7 days is the magic number in Hilchasukkah. Ulinyan Tuma, Kozman Shatuma Sham, which is a magic number in respect to Tuma. Shemachi, Bekorim, but the diet of it's a kol adam, shein adam also levatlon shiva, and the mishtam mishpem tadir, hashen can bekri she also lamot sham zman she ein adam mezizo klal. Yeah, let's open up to simin tofresh lamot gimel where we just came from. Tofresh lamot gimel, we came from lamot dalet. Take one one back, if you don't mind. Tafresh Lamed Gimel. Okay. See what it says. Tafresh Lamed Gimel. Okay. And Sif Dalit. Come back to Gimel. Miut Beteven or Bitlo, Harez a Miut. Fain Tzorach Lama of a Bitlo. I will stam in a Miut. I feel it be off, I chip out that of a pet. That's the Pshat, that's the Gemara. That's the Mishnah Brewer Yud. Miut Beteven. I will shutach Tvua Agabe Karaka. Lo Mahani, I feel it should mevatlem. The Butler Daito, or Bekorah Muxosis. Teven is a straw. Tvua is good grain I can eat, says the Sharatzia and Yud Beis. Ritva Besuka Besuka. Chenkosu Aramban Bechidush Lashamas of Kufar Ashba Mishon. The Gamaran Shekosu Besugyon Lechalek Ben Korah Muxosis Latvua. We saw that, right? Hainulian Bias Shumole Tvua. Look at Betuma Ritsutsa. Umitam. The other meniach tvua ba'otzer, you can have a silo filled with grain for 6 months. Doesn't move. Penim bezizo kamayamim. Mashen kein hocha. Shemenicha b'makom drisas rak l'ayim v'nifsodim. Gamadidei. But the daita wetzel kol adam. So when the Ran said that a kri is different, he meant it's different. It's in a silo. Almost indefinitely. But in Kamas HaSukkah, he never said that there is bitl when it comes to a kri shel tvua. It's an important sharatziyim. Why is he saying this? If he's saying it, there must be a reason why he's saying it. I don't know why he's saying it. Someone's going to disagree, right? So yeah, who has a big shulchan aruch? Have one? I asked you to bring a big shulchan aruch this week. You have? Let's open up. Tov reish lamed gimel. You see where he's coming to be to argue with somebody. Doesn't tell you, but you know that's the subplot over here. Tov reish lamed gimel. Okay, the Yad Ephraim on the Shulchan Aruch Sif Dalet. Many Shulchan Aruch have a finger. Does yours have a finger in the middle of Sif Dalet the Mechav? You see, it's like a hand. Yeah, that's a Yad Ephraim. Isn't that amazing? I'm really serious. I see that's what it means. It's a point of it's an icon. It means the Yad Ephraim. It goes Yad. Look on the side. It'll see Yad Ephraim. But Tevin Abitlo, Mashma Meharan that we just saw. The Af Bekrishal Tvua Mahani Bitl, Kevin Lo Boy Bitl Yom. I play Yeshua. Lo Kosel Kevin Hashem Aran. Udvar Btzarachia. No, my Elta Zeta play Yeshua was right. That's why I love the Sharatzin. He defends my family member, right? That the Pnei Yeshua was correct. When the Ran said the Kriya is different, he only meant in a silo, for Tumah purpose, not for a Sukkah. That's what the Shara says wrong is against the Yad Ephraim. I'm a big Yad Ephraim fan also, because I come from the part of the world he comes from. But Afal Piken, here, the Elta Zayit is right, Pnei Yeshua was right, the Chofetz Chaim was right, the Shara Tzim, and the Yad Ephraim seems to be incorrect, because the Ran only said what he said with respect to a silo of grain, and that would little grain piled in the middle on the floor of a sukkah. Now in Siv Gimel, Tov Reish Lamed Gimel, Siv Gimel. What does it say? It says Shukah Asugya Shechalo Yosem Ichav Miyata Bekara Muksosis Lo Have Miut. I feel the bitla. Why? Well, it says why. Butla daita, right? Says the bialocha. I, Mr. Brewer, Mashka Sabnu, ain't shum other, right? No one puts things there. No one puts things there. It'd be crazy to do that. That's the Mr. Brewer's of cotton test. The butla daita is called Adam. She ain't shum other, mafsin mamono, menir, korov, offer, babonim, umavatla. You're not going to do that. You're going to ruin your beautiful pillows. You're not going to do it. Oh. Says an interesting, fascinating question. Bialocha, look at this. Fine. Ulechora ba'olson matzos shemitzian agave ritzva bebote ashirim. Rabos, are you an usher? Are there carpets in your house where you live? Yes or no? You are an usher, my friend. In the Chofetz Chaim house in Radin, there were no carpets. My guess is that all the people in this town, unless it was the town gvir, there were no carpets. That's what he says. But the Ashirim. Shapir Evshalamait Bahu Shematsi and Beshedach Zayin al Zayin Mavatlan. Why? To Lo Shaykh Atamana. People step on it all the time. A carpet's made to be stepped on, no? Well, we'll see soon. Uviyose, the rats of Lamali Bitl Bekorim, the Mishtamish Abraham Todir, you know, they use it for something else. Vizelo Shaykh Bosim Atzos, Adaraba, Halohain Omdim Lazer. Right? Beferish, it's been meant to be stepped on. But the Miri is against it. What does the Miri say? Afikorim Pshusim, we saw this a month ago. Shadak and Shabbat, no, take it back, a week ago. Shadak and Shabbat, Adam, the Vatla Bishiva Sham. Mikomakom lo nostu chacham the Ram Nashiurim. Adkam, we mentioned this last week. Lo plug. No matter how expensive your particular pillow happens to be. Ulachora, Hainamatsa Shikosalis, like carpets. Fiafim the Chalik Bazan. No, come on. A carpet's different than a pillow. Carpets are made to be stepped on. Watch this. Mikomakom, Kozeu Dafka Laman the Sova Shabitl Shiva Yom Sagi. Obviously you're not gonna leave the carpet there for the whole winter. Omna Laman the boy bitl the olam after the Lomahani, we then derak shabniodam lahanicham shom the olam. They go to carpet cleaner. Oh, if should look up Tina Bezesh, I mean, no, I'm going to you're going to clean it and put it back. Vitzorich, Eo, and Rabosai. Rabosai, a question. Anybody here had a carpet in a sukkah? Where do you live?
LA.
Does it ever rain in LA? Sukkahs?
Not often.
Never. That's where you have a carpet. In New York, no one has a carpet in the sukkah. It's going to rain. It's going to ruin it. It's going to ruin it. So that's why things could be possibly different. I saw in the same Pius Seva, Hilchos Chag B'Chag, he says that the Meiri said, lo plug. If you look carefully in the Meiri, did we see the Meiri last time? I think I showed it to you. I know he showed it to you. I had the Ken Kasha. The Meiri says, but it's by Ner Chanukah, the lo plug. Can you do it by Bais? I asked the kasha, Ner Chanukah, the Gemara, Sotim Bechutz. I have no answer to that question yet. You have Tul Chanukah to answer the kasha. I'll give you Tul Chanukah. Today's Beis Cheshvan. I'll give you Tul Chofei Kislev. Answer my kasha. Why is the Miri suddenly talking about the Ner Chanukah in the house, Sotim Bechutz? Maybe he lived at a time already when they had to go inside because of the Goyim. Maybe that's the answer to the question. But that's what he says. Not Mizman like Gemara. Okay. Yeah. But today, it's going to get ruined in the rain unless you make what we call a shlak. What a shlak is? It's Yiddish for a roof. People have a roof which they slide over their sukkah. It starts to rain, they cover it, so nothing gets ruined. Do you have a shlak on your sukkah? We spoke about it a month ago. Are you mechuyim to build a shlak, right? We spoke about that. You're not mechuyim because psoas gorav yekev. It's called in Yiddish a shlak, a roof. Many people have roofs. Then you have a carpet. It starts to rain. You cover it with a... L.A. is a... You know what I call L.A.? The capital of Olam Hazeh. I went there my first time. It was more than 40 years ago. My first trip to L.A. I did a wedding for a talmid of mine who still lives in L.A. His wife's from L.A. And I was there for a week. This is the capital of Olam Hazeh. The weather is great. Everything's... But I'd rather live in a different place. Whatever. I don't know. Fine. Of course, the question becomes... Look on the Sharat Siyan. Not so simple over here. I'd like to read it to you from the original because it should give you a Chibas HaSefer. The Sefer Hilchos Chag B'Chag is one of my favorite Sfarim. So I'll read it to you. Just a brief excerpt from the Sefer. Page, look it up. Page Samach Tes. Discusses the question of how long the bittul has to be. 7 days or forever? 7 days or forever. So what does the Shulchan Aruch say? Rabosai? What does the Shulchan Aruch say? Doesn't say boo. Sif Dalet. Mita b'tevin b'bitlo. How long? How long? Says the Mishnah Berurah Yud Aleph. Ayel siman shindun chesed beis plukta b'zeh. The yesh omim davka v'shemavata liola. Yesh mekilim the daik shemavata liosa Shabbos. V'ochah gabi sukkah gam kein dai lefishin mizbatal choymei achar. So this is bimkoma. V'natu achronim lahokel b'zeh. Says the Sharatin Yud Aleph. Levush, Drisha, El Rabba, Shinun Ches. The after the Gabe Sukkah, who plucked up with Oraisa. Whoa! How can you compare this? In Shinun Ches, the question of Hukuf Ladira, the Rabbanan, the Gadin of a Karpuf, he has to talk about the Oraisa, Sukkah Oraisa. Says the Helig of Sharatin, Evsha, the Yashin Sarif, Bezet Das Hatosis, Beshabas of Kuf, Bedibra Maskil, Paris, Dimid Oraisa, Mamayat Koldover, Vafiludover Hanito, parentheses. Av Shahabi, we shown him Tirutu Kushta Tosu Binachem, Ramban Rashba, Miri Ozagua, etc. So, the Kasha is over here on page Samach Tes. It's a little bit different. A little bit different, right? Other Rishon disagree. So he doesn't understand how the Sharatzian has the right to be Makel and said 7 days is enough in Sukkah Daraisa, even though his only riots in the case of the Rabbanim. He doesn't think that the Sharatzian is correct. Then he quotes something from an amazing pshat. I brought it with me. This is an unbelievable thing. We're assuming that fundamentally they're the same. They're only deciding one different than the other based on the magnitude, the severity of the situation. No! No! Look at the rights over here. Look. He quotes Beferish that the Rishonim say that we only make a bit because it's the Rabbanim. Who says so? The Chumash Hadeshen says so. The Alter Rebbe said so. The Mishnah Berurah himself said so in Siman Shinai and Beis. So why are we suddenly all talking about making a Daraisa? Yeah. Oh. Of course, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say Bitliola because he thinks the Rashi is right. Okay. But it's not so simple. Not so simple that that's the case. The Yeshuas Yaakov, one of the Gedolei Apostolim, says not only should we say that Sukkot's Mochomer because of its inherent severity to the Daraisa opposed to Rabbanan, but even logically it's different. I read what he says. This is a fascinating Yeshuas Yaakov. This is Simon Shin Ayin Beis Sivkoton Dalit. Watch this. One second. Sivkoton Dalit. It's a machlokas aposkin. Look what he writes. I think it's such a beautiful slur over here. He says, some achronim say, watch this. You need b'shabbos, you need bitli olam. Right? They say that. We saw that. Right, it's a big machlokas. What about sukkah? Harbe achronim say that sukkah is enough to have bitl shivas yamei achad. L'chulei alma. Based on Rashi. You can be more makel by sukkah than by Shabbos. V'linira de nahapachu. A Purim phrase. V'nahapachu. Nahapachu. Why? Not just because Sukkot's Mochava, but for a beautiful, beautiful pshat he gives over here. He says, what's going on over here? What's the pshat when you put the dirt in? Right? You put the dirt in, it'll be memait the height. He writes as follows. What's going on over here? He says, look, watch. What's happening? We pass in Diras Aroi Bina. That's why more than 20 amas is no good. Why is less than 20 amas good? Yeah, because you can make it. You don't need such strong walls. Okay. Fine. So says Yeshua Yaakov, but I made it 20 high. And I put in dirt. So why is it? It should still be no good. It's a plan of Shua's Kasha. The walls are still just as strong as they were. We don't need them anymore now. We don't need them anymore. Says the Yeshua's Yaakov, that's if you'll leave the dirt there forever. But Keva diacha, yamei achag yediris keva. What if it's more than 20, less than 20? That's man yaman yamim rabim. And if it's not so high, only for 7 days. Yeah, divas haroi. Shemavat the rakl shibi meachak. V'achazeh yifana hateven. Tiragavoh meestrim. Hey, diras keva. Tachilik ben diras keva laroi. Hu achashibi yomim. Kemeshadat alafanas achazayin yameachak. Lo nefik michlal diras keva. Upshita the bain bitaliola. Meiridik. Then it served Vanas Chazokas, Ubrius, Kemashiana Gavoa. Meiridik. The opposite. He says, really, the Kasha was of the Pnei Yeshua. Once it's, you need strong walls, it's more than 20. How's it going to be putting a little dirt on the bottom? What do we answer? Well, if you view it from the present circumstance, now it's not only 19 Amasai, not 20 Amasai, put an Amasai worth of dirt. So even though you made it strong, it's like it makes Mechitza still Barzel in the 19 Amasuk, which is Kosh. No! You're going to take away the dirt in a week? You're going to have to go back to the same strong walls. But you're ridiculous. To Gaval the Gesvara, to be Makhmer and Sukkah, and Makel and Erevin, not just because it's more Chomers of the Rice, because logically it makes sense this way. How do you like that for a great Svara? There's another interesting discussion. The Bach has the Kash against Rashi. Why only 7 days? You need 8 days. Because we sit in the Sukkah the 8th day. We learned before Yom. Chutzos. I'm talking about Chutzos. Rashi lived in Chutzos. She said, hey, she lived 8 days. Yeah, Kasha. 8 days. The Bach has a kasha. Should need 8 days. What a good kasha.
Rashi's talking about local Maisi, he's not just talking
about. Okay, yeah, you're right, but should at least, well, someone should mention it. Shulchan Aruch should mention it. Someone should mention it. You need 8 days of chutzarts. That's his kasha. The Bach. So he says as follows. No. Offer. And Tev, which is like offer, is mukta. So you can't move it on Shmiya Teres, automatically you can't move it. Ooh. You want to move, you can't move it. Remember we had the Ritva about it, so you put something in the window on Shabbos, it's going to be okay, because you can't move it on Shabbos, it's Mukta. The 8th day is Mukta. Meiridik. 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 I think this was Batasalam and Asim, which we spoke about. Must be, he says, Miata Me'erev Yomtif, Kodem Shinos Leschach. That's not the Pasha Prat Gemara. He did it before. Or, at least this we spoke about on last week, Ika Psul is in the Defanis HaSukkah, and Defanis is no din of Tasa Velom and also he calls Chuvas Maran. Okay? Fine. So, Lomahani Hod to have a Dabba Shein and Nitl B'Shabbos of Yomtiv, to came with the Be'ez HaNogas HaSchach Al HaSukkah, Erev Yomtiv, have a Dabba and Nitl, V'lon is batle v'esayi, uviyantem she'asol the taplo every day. As soon as you come in the first day, yantem you can't move it. No, v'lon nasa ma'isa choshev taslam and asim b'psul. He bitle b'shas asiyasol v'zeh barur uvechinam tamu rabbanim achronim. Now we understand very well. 7 days is enough because once you're mevatle for 7 days, then it's a siya behechsher for the 7 days, and the 8th day you can't move it. But because you were about it earlier, before you Adkan, if you want to look it up later, it's page Kuf Samaches and Medbeis in the beautiful Yeshua's Yaakov. Yes?
So the Svar there that Sukkot Dil Rice and Shabbos Dil Rabbanan, the Gemara has a Tzricha, so I forgot what I mean, like Ted Zion, something like that, where it entertains that possibility of it, you would say Tzilcha because Sukkah is Deoraisa or Derabanan, and then it says Shabbos because Shabbos is generally Deoraisa. Even the Derabanan didn't; we're more Machmir on. So in general, we hold we don't really hold that. That was just like a Tzilchus of Alma.
Could be some. We'll have, that's enough. Sorry, we have to get to that later. We're not up to that yet. We'll get to everything slow. Rabosai, you have a big Shulchan Aruch. Open up, please. Tofresh Lamed Gimel Sifkoton Dalit. Look at the Taz. Taz of Kotan Dal. What does it say in the Shulchan Aruch? Rabbo said, Siv Dalet. Miata beteven ubitlo hareza miut. Vein tzorach lo mafu ubitlo. Offers more readily, you know, considered secondary than straw. Says the Taz Dalet. Hayne beferish kedemaska hakach. Last few words. Achivat lena bepeh. Right? The Mechaber called bitla bepeh. It's Rashi Shita. Okay? Watch. Watch what's going on there. Watch what's happening. Take a look and go slow. Okay? The answer is it's a wrong text of the Torah. It quotes the Tefus of Marami Prague, the right text. Oh, the proper text. There's a bad text which says like Rabbi Yossi, we refact Paschal like the Rabbanon. What about Ofer Shlo Bitlo Beferish? Rabbosai? Not Tevin. Ofer. What's it in? The Machlok is Rabbi Yossi Rabbanon, it's by Tevin, right? What about Ofer Shlo Bitlo Beferish? What's it in? We mentioned it last week, but it's time for Chazara. Can I have a Ritva? No one has a Ritva. All right. I'll read you the Ritva. You know, we'll put it on the screen later. So you have it? Let's take a look. Always good to have things inside. On paper. It's always better to see things on paper. The Ritva of Abdallah and Abdallah. Again, this is all Chazara. We saw this already. So the Ritva is follows. It's page Chav Tes in this print, beautiful new print. Humistabra, the Leka Plukta of Amai the Porish Rabbi Yossi, and Utevin Vein Osin Lefanoso. Rabbi Yossi says, it's Butl and Rabbanon say no. Aval Offer Vein Osin Lefanoso, Afilu Rabbanon Modu de Butl. That's what he says. Wow. 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 What's pshat? Look at the footnote on the bottom, 199. He says as follows. Wash it at work. Venire. That time, the molbo, based on what Rabbeinu says in the previous dibur, hod lo moel bitl is man, whom ishum, the Chashinon Shema Yimolech Litlo. He's going to change his mind and take it away. Chol Chashash Seu Rak Bishar Dvorim Ketevin the Tzorach Levehemto. You didn't straw off your animal. Ava Ba'ofer Avim Bitlo Lizman Lo Chashinon Shema Yimolech. Change his mind to tip up dirt. Who needs dirt? Once you put the dirt there, even Bistam, it is good enough. It is good enough. Meridik. What's comparable, Rabosai, to offer? You know what? Look at the previous page Chav Ches, was about it. I mentioned this a minute ago. If I tumma, you need bitul yola. I am Baba Basra, it says, I've been shmon and mamat bechalon b'shabbos. It's considered to be like a stop up the tumma. Shuasa the taltalo. I ain't a bitul yomo. No. The time of the being in bitul yola. I'm going to show you more of bitlo. I've been shmona she'os l'taldas mukza yeshol nimolech litlo. I feel a bitl yomo have a bitl. Beautiful. So this ritva here is consistent with that ritva earlier. But most Rishonim disagree. Take a look at Rashi. Rashi disagrees with the ritva. Rashi, right over here. Rashi, where's my number? Right. Rashi. Dalet and Aleph. Machlokas Rabbi Yossi. V'chein b'yofvein osa lefanoso isha machlok. It's beferish against the Ritva. Rash is beferish against the Ritva. So is the Rosh. Look at Rosh Simon Beis. I want to show you how many people against the Ritva. It's 3 or 4. The Rosh Simon Beis. What does it say? Offer stam pluk debios rabbanon. Rabbanon lo batle, Rabbi Yossi batle, halchi Rabbanon. Nu, against. Take a look, if you will, in the Ramban. Please take a look. It's on page Gimel, in the Milchamas Hashem, in our print. Look what he says. Milchamas Hashem. Oh. The Balamor tied it against the Rif. Why did he say, that offer stam machlok Rabbi Yosef Rabbanon, who adin offer vein also lefanoso shetzorach bittul leferish lerabbanon. Says the Ramban, niroa hakol mefurish bilchosov shereikosav tevenu bittul avim miut v'kolshkein offer a bitlo. That's the Rif said shamina mina bitlo in lo bitlo lo. That's exactly what the Rashi said and what the Rosh said against the Ritva. He when it comes to offer, bitl en, lo, bitlu lo. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Rabbi Osai, once again, Rabbi Osai here, the Yad Ephraim, once again, I don't want to pick on him today, I don't know, I feel so bad. What did the Yad Ephraim say? Das a Ritva, on the side, you'll see the finger there, see the finger? Das a Ritva, the offer ben also lefan also have it mute. Chindas haMechaber kiaRitva against Tosfos and the Ramban and Pashpirat and Rashi. How did he know? Where did the Yad Ephraim come off to say that the Mechaber holds like the Ritva? Do you see it anywhere? Let's take a look at the Mechaber again. It's only three lines. Miyat beteven ubitlo hareza mute. Okay. V'ain tzorach lomar offer ubitlo. Avol stam, eino miut. Afilu be'offer, achi v'atlena b'peh. Where do you find in this mechaber that he holds with the Ritva? When it comes to offer, you don't need, it's considered to be a good miut. I don't know. Let's take a look at Bosai in the Bir Halacha. Bir Halacha, right here. Avol stam eino miut, achi v'atlena b'peh. Yesh machonah the mefarshit das a mechaber beyofar dein tzolchav and also tavi miut Yad Ephraim. Ochem elishon b'shev atlena b'peh lo mashmekein. So he goes to a whole machlokas of rishonim. So who holds against the Ritva? Only the Itu holds like the Ritva. Who holds against the Rashi and Tosfos and the Ran and the Mechamis and the Rosh? It's fakir, I thought. Bekitzer, he doesn't like the Yad Ephraim either. Second time, I don't know, I feel bad. The second time, I don't like the other friend. Okay. Now, we discussed before the idea of when does the mir take place? On Yontif or before Yontif? We'll have to end the shiur with this last nakuda. I'm about to say, turn to the Magen Avraham, Sivkoton Dalet. Ubitlo, right? Tome Bitlo, right? Siv Dalet, Sivkoton Dalet. Ein Simen Shinun Chesiv Bez Yesh Omrim the boy Bitlo Yolo. Okay, fine. The Ayin Simin Shinayin Beis Sifta Zayin, we just spoke about the Yeshua's Yaakov. Over Rosh, we saw. V'nirali, the Osa Lamata B'yomtif, Ayin Simin Shin Yud Gimel Sifhei. It sounds like Tevil Nagong. Don't tell what it says there. What does it say there? What does it say in Shin Yud Gimel? Anyone know by heart what it says there? Anyone know? Anyone look it up? What does it say in Simon Shin Yud Gimel? Sif, hey. What does it say there? Well. Yad Ephraim again. Again, Sif Yud came to Ahloma. Oh, he's changing everything here. Every day he's changing this Yad Ephraim. Why is he changing it from Sif Hey to Sif Yud? Why is he doing that to us? Why? Why? So if you take a look at Bosai and the Mefarshim, take a look, for example, in the let's see if I show it to you. One second, please. The Vushe Srod. You have the Vushe Srod? It's easy to understand. Ooh. You didn't get the email. You didn't have the emails to everybody? That she was early today? Uh-oh. I feel bad. Started a long time ago. No. A lot of scharalicha. This cannot happen again. Okay. Also, lemata, the gazrinan shema yase binyan bachutz kemosha kosav simen shinyan gimel ayin sham b'mogan avram sivkot and tes. So what's over there? I have no choice but to go on the Shulchan Aruch and see Simen Shin Yud Gimel and see what it says, because the Yad Ephraim is changing the girsa, and we want to defend the girsa that we have. Okay. What's if, hey? Oh, complicated story. Shita teva migdol, b'schem atzad, sirim. Whoa, oslach zero. What? Shema yitka. That's the key. In other words, we disallow A because you may do B. Okay? Now, what's sif yud? Sif yud sounds like it's more on point, no? Chosha sheniskak li meg shamim. Yochel lizus bot tevin. Why? Because you're only going to leave it there temporarily. Okay? So now we understand very well, if you can hear some Sif Yud, V'nira lead to Osel Namata B'yomtif, Ayin Shinin Gimel Sif Yud. Why? Because Yesh Omim, the boy, Bittel Yolam. Ay, the two halves of the Magadram are connected to each other. If you need Bittel Yolam, Bittel Yolam is going to be Osir, because of Easter of Binyan B'Shabbos and Easter Daraisa, Chas V'Sholem, Binyan B'Shabbos and Easter Daraisa, Easter Daraisa. Whoa, Easter Daraisa. That's a very serious problem. Easter Daraisa. Easter Daraisa. What'll happen, Rabosai, if you're old enough to have a bittul for 7 days? I mean, Issa Daraisa. So the suggestion is made, you know what the Issa is? Issa of Tikkun HaSukkah. The big machshir the Sukkah. Where do you find that a halachic Tikkun could also be an Issa when it comes to Shabbos? Correct, Tfilas Kelim. Very, very good. It's also Gemara in Masechta Sukkah. Very good. By the Hadassah, if you take off the berries, it's an Isser. Take a look at our boss in Aflam and Gimel, I think it is, if I'm not mistaken. Very good. People here know Shas. It is as follows. It's a Mishnah, Aflam and Beis and Beis. That if you have a Hadassim, if you have Anova Merubos Me'olov, it's puzzle. The ain the matin beyontif. Can't do that. Why can't you do it? Why not take berries off? Why can't you do it? So presumably the answer is because of mitake and mana, right? Mitake and mana. That's an iser. I mean mitake and mana, which could be an iser derabana. Take a look over here on the lamed gimel lamed base. Mara says, how can mitake and mana beyontif? So the same way the Nisa Matak and Mana for the comes to the Hadassim, to mean Isra of Matak and Mana with respect to a sukkah, right? So the Levush Esrod that we were just reading before and its comments over here on the Magen Avraham, what does he say over here? One more time. What does he say? Uvalabachi. Have you mutzel the meimah that you can attack and come up a hadas? Simatov fresh member of the base. In the matter beyond it. Helikom ashmalon. The yisbe namik zer de bone v'hai chom etfei. Bone is a doraisa. Matak and mana we assume is a derabonon. And you get an impression from the Levush Yisrod that even though he had the girsa sifhei, not sifov, it's still going to be a problem. Right? It's still going to be a problem. Why is it be a problem? What do we see in Sif Hei? Gzeira Shema, right? What do we see? Gzeira Shema Yitka. So to hear. It's true it's enough you put the dirt there for 7 days to be a machshir the sukkah, but Gzeira may leave it there forever. That's how the Levush Yisrael seems to be learning. Of course, the Yad Ephraim changed the gears to Sif Yud. Why? There's no most of the binyan. He's not Mavatlo there. He's not Mavatlo it. For long enough. That's why there's no Isser. Here in Shin Yud Gimel, Rabosai, take a look over here in Sif Yud. Right? Yochel is about Tevin. Lochosh Gemos of Alabinyan. Why not? Why not? Shalom Mavat Lehosim. The Chosel Macha Behemo. O the Tit. Avadavish the Mavat Lehosim. O Tit Bechol. Utsroers. Osir. Ashvia Gumos. Etc. Binyan. There's a whole discussion between Hilchos Shabbos. Fine. So then it's going to be also only because of what? Tikkun Sukkah, which is less chomer, as the Levush Yisrod said. But interesting here, in our simon, Rav Bosa, give a look, Tov Resh Lamed Gimel, Mishnah Brua, Yud Gimel, I and the Yel Simen Shinai and Vesiv Tazayim and Mishnah Brua, Shiv Chotten Kuf Chaf Aleph, the Yesh Omrim, Shigam Bebitl Belev Sagi, we saw that, right? Kosvach Ron, we'll come back to, I guess, tomorrow. Rabbi said tomorrow we have to go back to Dofan Akuma. This is just a joyride. I was supposed to chaz Dofan Akuma. We didn't even get to Dofan Akuma today because we had the Meshech Chochma. Spent a half an hour on that, and we're doing Bittel. Tomorrow we're going to just finish up a little bit of Bittel. We're going to go right back to the Igre, the Kudus Yeshua of the Rav, Rishima Shirim rather, and we'll go back into the Dofan Akuma. So, but for the moment, Kosvach Ronim, the also the Mata Biyomtiv, Havikain Bonet. Like a hadas, so the Mishnah Brura has both. He has both, Rabbi Osai. He has both, right? He has a girsa. What girsa did he have? The girsa is Shin Yud Gimel Sif Yud, and he still says also Mishnah Binyan, as we said before. Last point for today is Rabbi Kiveg. On that Mogan Avram, Venira Li, the Osu Lamata, right? Osu Lamata, the Emiata me Erev Yomtif, Sarach Ian, Em Yochel Levatla be Yomtif. He did the physical part, he did before Yomtif. Well, Yomtif is to get himself dirty with dirt. Come on, you have to be clean on Yomtif. But the mental decision to leave it there forever, assuming you need it there forever, is made on Yom Tov. Rabbi Kivega is not sure. What would you say, Rabbi Osai? Is the Isser the putting it there? Is that the Isser? Or is there an Isser in Machshava B'Yalma? I just think. Till now I thought I'm going to leave it there just for a day. And now I'll leave it there, fill in the blank, a week or forever, depending on what you need. The Machlokas have shown him. What would you say? It's also to think. Is there easier of thinking on Yom Tov in China? Can you be over the Lama Tetz Malachas by thinking? very cute. You know, that's a great, is it interesting, Shaila? Can you think something on Yom Tov, and by thinking, you are in violation of an Isser?
Yeah.
I think what I would say, we'll see tomorrow. But I would say, I'll give you a hint, look at in the Rabbeinu Manoach, look at the Sharet Zion talks about. I mean, just to give you a coming attractions. Look at the Sharet Zion, Sifkotin, Tes Vav, he quotes Rabbi Kivega Safek, etc., etc. I don't want to give it away. But one could say that if the nature of the Isser is Metakein Mona, that could be done even by Machshava. Because until now it was a puzzle of Sukkah, now we got a Kosher of Sukkah. If the Isser is bona, a real bona, nah, it can be only when it's a bona in your mind. Bona is with your hands. That's what I would suggest. But we'll see tomorrow whether this suggestion is correct or incorrect. Okay, I have to stop here. I have to apologize to Rav Yaakov that the email didn't come. Okay. I'm speaking now in the Belfast.